for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown in its third week, President Trump says he'd be justified if he used his executive authority to declare a national emergency and build a wall.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world. They're coming through. And we have an absolute crisis and of criminals and gang members coming through. It is national security. It's a national emergency.
The president returning to the White House after tweeting that the talks to reopen the government were productive, but there's still no agreement. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
A local sheriff says race does not appear to have been a factor in a drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old African-American girl. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez in Texas says they're still investigating the December 30th shooting of Jasmine Barnes, and he says it looks like a case of mistaken identity.
At this point, again, it does not appear that it was related to race.
A 20-year-old black man has been arrested, and another man has not yet been apprehended. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's been yet another airbag recall. If you own a Ford or Mercury, listen up as USA's Chris Barnes tells you which models and years are affected by the recall.
Ford recalling nearly a million vehicles that have the risk of flying shrapnel stemming from exploding airbag inflators. 7 different Ford and Lincoln models are named in this latest recall. Among them, the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKXs, 2010 and 2011 Ford Rangers, 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs, 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans, and 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustangs. Ford is urging anyone who owns one of those vehicles to bring it to a dealer as soon as possible for a no-cost airbag inflator replacement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Concerns and outrage at a nursing home following an unexpected birth. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts. My chest hurts. I haven't been able to sleep good at night because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.